This is By Grace, and by grace, I am speaking to you today. So, my faithful friends, have you ever had to experience one of those scrambling around the house to get things done before school drop-off or getting in the car to work on time? Well, for me, today was one of those days. I found myself starting the day at 4:30 in the morning. 4:30 a.m., people. So, naturally, I imagined that I had plenty of time to get what I needed done for the day. Devotionals, a little social media, get myself ready, get the little ready, and of course, a nice hearty breakfast. Eggs, bacon, toast with all the trimmings. I mean, I planned this. I intentionally got up early enough to achieve all that I had set out to achieve. Yet, something was wrong. I spent way too much time on media. I just got myself ready in time, crunched the time even shorter to refix my daughter's hair after I realized I wasn't quite happy with it the first time. At this point, I still hadn't gotten my devotionals in. Turmoil was building inside of me, anxiety was rising, and that hearty breakfast turned into a cold, soggy bowl of cereal. I just was able to drop off my little 50 seconds before the school bell rang. So when I got home, I figured I could be intentional, once again, in getting done some other things I set out to plan to do, like finish my devotionals before heading out to a time-sensitive appointment and sitting down to have a nice, hot cup of coffee before I was out the door again. No, my friends. Even when we plan, even when we are intentional, which can be the most frustrating to have a stick thrown in our plans. Thank goodness I wasn't wearing rollerblades today. Because when I got home, I hadn't taken into account that I had the dryer to be unloaded, dishwasher unloaded, beds to be made, coffee still to be brewed, a mass email to send out, and I still hadn't gotten my devotionals done. So I unloaded the laundry, dishwasher, made a cup of coffee, thought about the email, and sat down to do my devotionals before I needed to be out the door. Then, as I went to turn to get coffee creamer, I knocked my whole coffee all over the table, placing me in what felt like the beginning of my day, with not enough time and a heck of a mess. Then God spoke to me as I stripped that tablecloth off the oak table. Felicia, what are you going to do when it doesn't always look perfect? Because now my table was bare and it felt like a representation of my heart. My coffee was all over the place and I still hadn't had enough time in the morning to do what I felt I needed to do in order to have a smooth and productive day. Which is the whole reason I got up at 4:00 in the morning. Hello? But God had other plans. He had grace for my day. Grace for my mistakes. He found a place to speak to my heart even when I felt like I didn't have the time in the day to be intentional about doing it myself. Because God will always meet us where we are. He doesn't care about how prestigious your home looks. He doesn't care about how messy the days are. He doesn't care about ritualistic Bible studies with him every morning. If you have a heart to seek him. He will find you. And it may not look pretty, and it may throw a wrench or two in your plans, but I'm more at peace now, knowing that God finds pockets of time to find me, speak to me, even over spilt coffee. Knowing that he is more concerned with that than he is concerned about my religious rituals I have to meet him every morning, that's the peace that we need. And I forgot that we don't serve a religious God. We serve a gracious God. So I pray, Father, would you show the one who is working towards your love, the one who is trying to say and do all the right things in Jesus' name, that there is grace, that you see them, their desires for you, and in that place, and in that uncertainty and mundaneness, would you find them like you find me? In Jesus' name I pray.